I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. If you have not checked out the Syrian city of Kobani on a map, you should, because it's pretty instructive. Think of Kobani as a kind of Syrian Tijuana, a real border town where the northern limits of the city are the Turkish border. So the black flags of the Islamic State are now flying within view of binoculars from Turkey. That's how close to a NATO member state ISIS is right now. Here's the 411 on Kobani, an ethnically Kurdish city before the siege, home to about 200,000 people. Now we reckon there are 10,000 people there, maybe less. The Kurds are resisting as best they can with assistance from U.S. airstrikes, but officials in the city say that without assistance on the ground, they don't think they can hold out. Catherine James has been writing for the British paper The Guardian. She's just across the border in Turkey. Paint a picture for us, if you would, please, Catherine. How close are you and what can you actually see of Kobani?
Well, basically, the view from Turkey, which has a hill opposite, is actually quite good. We're only about 2 kilometers away. And the Turkish military has now pushed everyone who came, the spectators, et cetera, supporters, has pushed it back to about 3 kilometres, but it's still quite visible. And as you mentioned, you can actually see the flag of ISIS with the naked eye. It's very small, but you can see it from that distance.
Have you seen skirmishes between ISIS and Kurdish fighters from where you are?
You can't see that level of detail. You know, we see the flashes of ammunition, you can hear the gunfire and obviously see the shells where they land and the smoke and the destruction it creates, but we can't see actual people.
Those flags you mentioned, though, they have such grim meaning for so many people at this point. What does it feel like to see them there where you are, a really kind of a threat to the population of this city?
Yes. Initially, when it went up, you know, you're looking at the whole city and you had to look specifically at a certain point to see it go up. And I suppose as the word kind of trickled down or was passed across that the flags had gone up, the mood was actually quite subdued. And when we spoke to the commander inside Kobani not long after, he immediately, before we'd even asked a question, said, "I know the ISIS flags are on the hill, but it's a lie. They're on the outskirts of the city. They're not inside the city." And, you know, they're really holding on with everything they've got. And they wanted to emphasize that it's not that ISIS had taken the city. They simply raised a flag just on the outskirts. And they're still holding out at the moment.
So is ISIS winning this fight, or at least do they have the upper hand at this point?
I think it's fair to say the Kurdish fighters in the city are outgunned. And, I mean, this is day 23 or 24 that they've been trying to hold off the ISIS advance. And they've been calling for international support that whole time. And I don't want to predict the future, but I do feel that most people feel that it's only a matter of time before they are overcome. The reports today that it has come down to street-to-street fighting. In that respect, I think the Kurdish will have the upper hand. They know the city. They've lived in the city. So like with any kind of guerrilla street warfare, the people that are locals will have that upper hand. But it's still, in terms of artillery, they are outgunned.
There have been more rounds of U.S. and coalition airstrikes. Are they making any difference?
It depends who you talk to. The commander inside Kobani yesterday said he wasn't sure they were making much difference. But then last night there was another 5 strikes. And from what I understand today, there was another 4. The Turkish president himself today in a televised address said that he didn't feel the airstrikes were enough. And he was calling for some kind of cooperation on the ground. I'm not really sure why he's only saying that now, given this fight has been going on for more than 3 weeks. But he did say that today. And it really depends where the strikes happen. The strikes probably could have started earlier. Maybe that it would have been more effective before ISIS actually reached the city, back when they were more on the outskirts in the villages. But yeah, at this point, I mean, I'm sure if they take out some of the artillery or the vehicles or the tanks they have, of course, that will do something. But whether it's enough is hard to say.
Reporter Catherine James speaking with me from Turkey, just across from the besieged Syrian town of Kobani.